Hi, it's another opportunity for me to share a podcast. I haven't done this in a while, and it's exciting to be back. But this time, I have a pressing thought, you know, in my heart to share, and that's because maybe in the past, in the keenness of my youthful thoughts and energetic performance, I must have shared a few things that I'm now learning, or should I say unlearning, the things that I believe are not totally accurate or complete in themselves, that I have shared on perhaps a different platform other than this one, and it's a thought that I'd like to correct going forward. And then it's a subject of one of the key factors to increased productivity, or a betterment, of doing things, executing things. And it's in the issue of self-confidence and self-esteem. I have shared in the past, and I'm going to just reiterate some things I've shared, and I'll share what I believe is a more accurate expression of these subjects. First is the issue of self-confidence, right? I have in the past defined confidence as, the art and the power, the act of confiding. Self-confidence, this time confiding. Believe that the word confidence is gotten from the word confide, to trust, to lean on, and self-confidence is being able to trust in yourself and in what you're able to pull off. For instance, if I enjoy speaking, having self-confidence isn't saying that you wake me up from my sleep, I've got something to say, something that is articulate, and something that would also touch you or be of immense value to you. So self-confidence is actually trusting in my ability to be able to pull off such feats at very short notice, and because I'm able to confide in myself, trust myself, I'm able to lean on my ability to be able to pull some of those things. Same description I had for, or is something similar for, self-esteem, which I believe is how you carry your confident self. Haven't had confidence in your ability, then self-esteem is now lifting up that confidence, and putting it out there and letting people see that you trust yourself to be able to pull off that feat. And this pretty basic, but this is why I believe that might be incorrect, for a life that is consistently successful. I believe that the word consistency or tenacity, it is the loophole finder in my previous definition, so that if I want to be consistently successful, I realize that my frame, my mental frame, my physical frame does not allow me, to be able to pull off the feats that I could at every given time. Maybe majority of the times I'm able to do it, but at times, that things happen that makes me unable to pull off such feats. For instance, so I relocated, right? From one city to another, and many of the projects and the things that I used to do in the city I was in, I couldn't just continue them in this new city because it's a different climate, it's a more advanced place, and business is done a lot differently, so I had to do a lot of learning and relearning on learning, having put confidence in the fact that I can pull off certain feats at a pretty short notice, I realized that putting confidence in your ability is folly, because your ability is subject to different factors apart from yourself. And even if it is self alone is frail, meaning that you can fall sick, meaning that something can happen that makes you unable to do. Even aging, you know, can make you unable to do the things that you could do. And it different factors. And so if your confide, your trust is in your ability, which is fragile, which can be here one day and not there the other, it means that your confidence is on a fickle phenomenon which can easily be distorted. And I believe that that is not a sustainable strategy to building a life of success. You know, same explanation goes with self-esteem. You know, looking at your frail self and putting yourself really out there, the moment you make a mistake, it affects your self-esteem. Why? Because what you're esteeming is your own ability, which is frail. So I started to realize that it is more pertinent or probably wiser to put your confidence and your trust in a higher dimension, a dimension that is higher, that is trusted for unfailing despite everything that happens. You know, and I realized that God for me is where to put trust. You know, that if I do not trust in my own understanding, by trust in Him. You know, the psalmist says to trust the Lord your God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, self-confidence, I have described it before, that confidence is in leaning, is in confiding, right? You know, so if I had always confided in myself, it is folly. It is not a smart strategy for consistent, sustainable success. Trusting in God, leaning on God, is a more sustainable, is the only sustainable strategy to live a life of success. You know, in saying that whether I fall or fail, He is consistent. He has been consistent for billions and billions of time, even before time existed. He has been consistent. You know, so I want to trust Him to be able to work, you know, through me. You know, that's why the Bible says that He's at work in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And when He is at work in me, this is what happens. Bible says that men will see my good works and glorify my Father. You know, and that's where self-esteem comes into place, that I'm not esteeming myself, but I'm esteeming God. And so when I esteem God, He is working in me. What people see when they see me, because He is esteemed, they glorify Him. You know, it means that they're going to see me anyways. It means that I'm going to esteem something anyways, right? You know, so it's amazing how, you know, unwavering, you know, God is when it comes to consistently succeeding in any feat. And I believe that when we lean not on the things that we understand or we know, and we just lean thoroughly on Him, we're able to, you know, have a sustainable strategy for success. You know, the most important thing is not to be seen, is for our works to be seen. Right, and when Bible says they see our works, then they glorify Him. You know, so I don't want to be seen as much as I want my works to be seen, right? Because it's my work that's really sustainable, not me. I will remember Steve Jobs because of his works. I will remember Martin Luther King because of his work. I will remember Barack Obama because of his work, not just because of him, not because he has a cute face. You know, I have seen a lot of people with cute faces, you know, but I only remember the people that have value. You know, and value is in the place of work, and it's not in the place of looks. You know, so I believe that when we put our confidence in somebody who has a measurable value and who is able to who is not able to fail, you know, or falter or fall, you know, or fall short of a standard, then it is a smart strategy to trust him and lean on him, you know, and heavenly let him take over, so that when I work, it is as though it is him, because he's really just doing it through me, you know. So that is one thing I just wanted to correct from some of the things I've shared in the past on other platforms, that confide not in yourself but in a higher force, in God. Esteem not yourself but in the work that he is doing. When I say he, I mean God. Esteem what God is doing through you and not yourself, and that these are a more sustainable strategy to ensure success. Thank you.